So if you could just introduce
I know
yourself.
Wesley from Woodbury now. If he overrated that child.
Would he?
He's terrible for them.
Is he? He likes little ones, does he? If you could just tell me your name, your age and where we are.
Right. So my name is Janice Partridge and we're at Slot Park and my age is 64.
Great, thanks. And I'm Anna and I work for Mencap and today's date is the 5th of October 2020. So, Janice, could you, so the first time that we met, you recorded your story with Stephen.
Yeah.
So Stephen isn't going to be recorded today, it's just going to be you. Could you maybe, can you think back to when we first did the recording with Stephen and how your friendship might have changed or how things have been over the last few months for the two of you?
When we first met was at Central Station. And we met somebody else who works with you.
Ah, Anita, who took the photos.
Who was taking photos.
Yeah.
We went on the platform, we took up, and a photo was taken of Stephen and me on the station. But then you did one. And I think you did one in Mencap. No, you did one in Mencap. Or was it at home? Did you come to...
I think we did it in the Cardiff People First office, wasn't
it? Did, yeah, in one of the offices, yeah.
Yeah. So how are you and Stephen these days?
Well, we keep in touch, but we can't really see one another now. But we keep in touch, we phone each other. And he's okay. But we used to have an argument. If too many people interfered... You know, we'd okay by ourselves. But if someone else said, no, Steve, he'd be off like a shot. And I'd be calling him back.
So who used to interfere then? Hmm? Who used to interfere? You said if other people
Oh, the other members of People First.
Have you got an example of that?
Yeah, because I met a friend in town and... I knew him 35 years ago from the Blind Institute. And Steve split up with his girlfriend and he was a bit disheartened. And he took it out on me. And we were in Live Lounge in town. And I got a puzzle book out thinking, oh, Steve will be all right. He threw the puzzle book on the floor. And my friend Rob told him off and he walked out and went train spotting. So he can't handle it if other people tell him off. But he's like it if I tell him as well. And then on the Tuesday, before I was in the people in chapter, he came and he said, I'm sorry, Jan, about how I was. Before you were there, he came and said, Jan, I'm sorry about how I performed the other day. So I think he did realise. He does a bit of thinking and I think and he realises. So we were okay in the chapter meeting you did. Because you did it in chapter as well, as People First.
So,
and that's when you were playing it back to us, our recording.
We listened to it all together, didn't we?
Yeah. That's when you were playing it back to Steve and I was chapter.
That was it, I remember. So if you could... So one of the reasons that we wanted to meet up was to find out how this last few months, how you've been doing, but also how that's affected some of your friendships, including your friendship with Stephen. Mm-hmm. So maybe if we think back to, and it's a little while ago now, in the run-up to the first lockdown, when before we all got stuck in our houses, what was that like? Can you remember back to that?
It was boring sometimes, but I had the TV, the radio, so... And they said, you can do shopping, but you can't meet friends. And that was this. If you go to a restaurant, you can't sit with friends, and we always got on, and it's strange. You go to Queen's Falls or the restaurant. We used to book Live Lounge before this lockdown, this other lockdown. We used to book a table for 6 people. And now you can't even do that.
So you were doing that before this second
lockdown? Before the second lockdown.
So during the first lockdown then?
During the first lockdown, I could go shopping. And then later on they said, you can't meet friends now. Mm. But in this one they said, you can't meet friends. Mm. So I think, well, who am I going to see? I just got the telly at home.
So you live by yourself, Janice?
I live by myself.
Yeah. During the first lockdown, did you see anybody at all? Did you
get out at
all?
Yeah, I used to go and have coffee with them in coffee shops. But there were no coffee shops in the first lockdown. No. It was always sit outside and you couldn't go sit in them. And one day I was with them and, I don't know, it was on a Monday and... Because you couldn't use their inside toilet. I have to walk to St. David's Centre with Emma to go to the toilet. And it upset my stomach a bit, because if I don't go when I want to, something else happens later. I get upset stomach if I can't go to the toilet straight away. So we have to walk over to Coffee One, and they let us use our disabled toilet. But when we got to the bus stop, I had another stomach ache, because I suffer badly if I can't get to a full toilet or on time. And in this first lockdown, that happened, but not in the second one.
So in the first one, because at the very beginning, we were only allowed to go out of our houses. No, just for a walk, wasn't
only
it?
Shopping and medication and...
Did you do your own shopping or did someone help you?
I always do my own. I've never done some online with Iceland or Morrison's for me in the first one, because it was difficult to get out. So he said, Jan, when I do some, I'll get some things for you. Tell me what you need and I'll do one for you. And he used to do extra things for me as well as his own shopping. And then I'd go round there and get them off him.
And so did you see your brother quite a bit in the beginning?
Well, in the first lockdown, but I don't so much in this one. Because he said to me, if you go out with your friends, you don't want me to go round him and give it to him. So I can understand that. So that's why I can't explain to my friends that I'm not going out. And they don't understand it. They say, yes, you've got to get out, Jan. You'd have fresh air in you. But I said, how can I if I can't? I sat out in my garden with people where I live in the first lockdown.
So you've got a garden, have you?
Well, it used to be it's benches now with a few flowers. But at one time when I moved there, they had a seat with an umbrella, a table with an umbrella. They took that away and just got benches now.
So do you share the garden with other people or is it just yours?
Well, we had our own benches, but I did used to share the garden with other residents.
Do you know your neighbours?
Oh, I know them quite well. One of them had done repair work when my light bulb had gone, because my brother can't get round to do it. And last week I had to have builders out. It all happened. My alarm cord, no, let you press if you come and see me to let you in. That went. The light in the hallway went. My fire I got in case I can't hear it with the fire. All that went, so I had to have them out last week to fix it. And luckily it was, they came out to do it and everything's done now. And they sent a survey, CCHA, because in the first lockdown they weren't sending anyone out.
So what would have happened if you'd got no lights or something?
Well, I'd have to get on to the CCHA. But then they're closed now, but they've told us now in this one that we can get the engineers and do repairs. But in the first one you couldn't. So if something went wrong there, you just had to wait till they could. And I'm thinking, well, I'm glad now that I could and they did.
So that was the Housing Association?
CCHA, yeah. Or Adamstown, Retia Street and Tovall Court. They say, we are closed for you. If you stay on, we'll get someone.
So
they told me the first time, I have to get on the ladder and do it. And I said, no, that's not on.
So your neighbours helped, did you say?
So... One neighbour changed the small room light bulb, but this was the fluorescent lighting on the ceiling in the hallway as you open the front door. And he wanted me to get on a ladder and fix it. And I said, I can't do it. So, and my brother can't do it. He's not allowed to move or get up. So I said, I need someone to come out and do it. So that's what I did in this second lockdown. But I wasn't in the first one.
So in the first lockdown, you used to be in your garden, did you say? Did you invite people to your
garden?
No,
we just used to go down there and we could share it.
With the other residents?
With other residents. Well, we couldn't sit too close to them. We had to find spaces on the bench. I enjoyed it.
So who are you friends with your neighbours?
Oh, yeah, I get on very well with them. Hello, Janice, how are you?
And do any of them have a learning disability? Or?
I think I'm the only one that has learned. Some of them are elderly. But one of them, he is visually impaired. And I knew him. He used to go to the Blind Institute, Robert. He's blind in one eye. And I didn't know when I went out and they've knocked to put the bin bag in the wrong one, you see. So I didn't know he was visually impaired because I didn't know him after the institute. So I said to the one there, a bag is in the wrong bin. Now, I didn't know this person was blind. So she said, Charlie is visually impaired in one eye. So after that, I thought, I was only thinking of what they sent us letters saying, must use the right bin, must use the right one. Some people are putting green bags in our bin shed and it should go on the corner of the street, Aberdevy Street. So our first warden now never explained the fire procedure to me when I moved. So I didn't know which ends the fire escapes were. So the second warden said, Jan, I'll show you where they are. Now, you think the first one would have, but she didn't. They get rid of them so quick, I haven't got any now. If I used to phone them up, or they phone me, Janice, how are you? They're charging us for telling them. And that's not on.
What do you mean, charging
you? So my brother said, Jan, text me every day. So that's what I do. If you're going out, text me every day. And I used to go to my friend Anne for weekends in People First. But now we can't do that because of this new lockdown. I used to do it with them at New Year. They'd have been there a couple of days. Her brother is my boyfriend, see. I found him through her. Their brother and sister and live in Cavalfa. And they're members of People First.
So you've got a boyfriend now, Janice?
Yeah, after them.
Ah, but can I you can. Tell me a bit
He's
more about
deaf in
him?
Two and I'm deaf in one, Wallow. He's deaf in the two and I'm deaf in the one. And I went to his house one night before the lockdown and I asked him for and Anne said, do you want a drink, Jan? And I asked him for a Coke and he passed me my coat. Now, what a combination. I said, Anne, I'll drop a can of Coke. And he picked up my coat. I said, no, I'm staying.
So where did you meet him? Through Anne?
Through Anne. We had a dating thing and, I used to go to uni with Anne. And that's when I met Anne with People First and she helped in the university because of me being deaf. The tutors would say, are you going to do this, Janice? And the one tutor, she'd say to her, you have to explain, she's deaf. And if I never had my friend Anne, I would have still been struggling now.
So how did you first meet? What's your boyfriend's name, sorry?
Andrew.
Where
he's Anne's brother, Andrew Selway.
Okay, so how did you first meet Andrew? How did that come about?
I think that was Live Lounge. Yeah, I used to meet them in, not Live Lounge, some by Live Lounge. There was a restaurant somewhere, and I used to meet them in, and they used to be by Live Lounge. I can't think of the name. That was where I first met Andrew. And I was going to their house to stay for the weekend. And he said, we'll meet you, Jan, in this place. And so and so and so. So I used to go there beforehand till I could be there ready to meet them. And they were.
Right, so on to part two of the 5th of October 2020 with Janice and Anna in Splott. So Janice, sorry about that. You were talking about you and about your, I was asking about your brother, how he feels about your relationship with Andrew. How does your brother react?
I don't know. They all think he's just my friend, because I've let it be he's my friend, because I don't want to row with them, because they're my brother. So I have told them he's my friend.
So who does know that he's more than just a friend then?
Well, we're not really involved like getting married or getting engaged or anything.
That's not something you want.
He just said he just wanted to stay as good friends.
So at the moment, are you just good friends? We're just good friends
until we see a bit more of each other after this lockdown.
So before the lockdown, how often did you see Andrew?
I used to go to them to stay weekends before the lockdown, before the first lockdown.
And did you and Andrew share a room? I used
to go
New
Year to stay with them. They were for me. I had a friend, Becky. And Becky used to see Anna as well. And then I've had Becky asking me, could she stay at mine? And she can't. It's only for me. It's in housing place just for me. And see Anna and me are trying to tell Becky that she can't stay at Janice's. So one day she said, oh, can I stay with you for the weekend, Jan? So I said, no, Beck, sorry, you can't. She's been saying that I've said she can. So I can't get through to her.
How about Andrew? Did Andrew ever get to stay at your place or?
No.
No?
Because Anna invited you to this because mine's only one bedroom flat. So.
And do you have a single or a double bed?
If I had a room with another bed seat in it, would be all right. But if, I got that bed. But if I'm ill and my sister came over.
So you don't, do you share a room with Andrew at his flat or do you have your own room?
Well, I'm with him because Anne said he's your boyfriend, be with him.
Yeah. And so you've been together for a while, but at the moment...
They can't, the lockdown's over.
So at the big... So when... Did you get to see him in the in-between the two lockdowns then? Did you meet up
I've
during
seen
that
him
time?
In any.
You've not seen... So when was the last time you saw him?
I've spoken to Anne on the phone, but not seen him or her since the two lockdowns.
So back in March?
That's why I've seen him, was before the March lockdown.
And have you been in touch during that time?
Oh, I phone her and text her. But that's all we can do at the moment. It's phone each other and send a text.
And so have you been more in touch with Angela than you have with Andrew?
No more in touch with Anne than I have Andrew.
Anne, sorry.
Because of his hearing on the phone.
Does he message and stuff? Or?
And she got engaged last year to her fiancé, who's nice, Kevin. And he talked to me like that, you know, and sometimes people don't. And I went to an engagement party, but this Becky didn't. And it got out that he got engaged, that they got engaged. And I said to Anne, Becky, no, why she didn't come to your party? And said, because I don't want her there. And I had to, I didn't know what to say to Becky, so I used to say Anne. Because Anne is good friends with Becky's fiancé online.
Right.
On Facebook, you see. And she used to go to Anne's. Now, I wouldn't do this. She used to go to Anne's with Steve and say, can we both stay? Now, I wouldn't do that to if someone's flat. I'm not that kind of person. I wouldn't take... if I had a boyfriend and he wasn't Andrew, I wouldn't go to my... If I had a brother, I wouldn't go to my friend's flat. I'd say, can he stay as well? Put on Anne, you see. It wasn't right. So, she just turned... I went to them once. They invited me to meet them and go on a New Year's Eve and stay the New Year's Day and the day after. And she somehow found out. Not from me. I don't know who she found out from. She had to phone Anne while I was staying there. And she could hear me laughing. I said, Janice is there. On the new, and it was Anne's 40th birthday, and I was invited there for the birthday. And suddenly, on the Wednesday night, on the Tuesday night, in rolled Stephen Becky. I was thinking, I'd not see yourself to Anne, it was her place. I said, what are you two doing here? She said, well, Janice is here. Why can't we be here? But I only stayed till the Friday. I stayed for a week. I went on Tuesday and stayed till Friday. So on a Friday, I phoned Anne to say thanks for the week. And next minute, I hear Becky's phone. I was thinking, I thought they'd gone. No, she doesn't want to go till Monday, Jan. Now, I wouldn't do that if I was staying. I'd say, okay, I gotta go now. Bye, Anne, you know. I wouldn't say, can I stay longer? I'm not like that. But this Becky is like that. Very persistent, very persuasive. So I'm thinking, I thought they'd gone home. No, she don't want to go home till Monday. And I'm thinking, well, I would never do that if I was staying with anyone else. Why is she doing this?
So you've not been in touch with Andrew the whole time?
Not the whole time of the first or second lockdown. Only Anne.
How has that
because
been?
Because if you've not heard in me, I just speak to her and I say, oh, it's Andrew.
And so he doesn't, does he not use text don't or Facebook or anything? Or?
I think he's not used to them because of his hearing.
Right.
And so his hearing is worse than mine because he got two. Mm. I just coping with this one. Mm. And I think it's sad to have two. But a couple of weeks ago, we wouldn't have been able to do this because I was full with wax in my ear. And I'm in this cafe asking for something, not realising like, I can't hear because I went to see Tony Morley thinking, oh, I could hear his songs. I could hear, but not as good as when my ear is working. So I go to Specsavers and they couldn't help because there's not many people in on a Friday and it's lockdown. So I phoned them and I said, they said in, I went to Specsavers on the Monday with my sister and he said, there's such a lot of wax in both ears, is why you can't hear. So I went to have them done in this witch's clinic, because clinic over here don't syringe now. So they do microsurgery, and that's cost £60. And I thought, well, I needed to get it out. If you say that much, and I said, well, I needed to get the wax out. And if there's no other clinic doing it like they used to, what am I going to do? So my brother found this clinic online, and I went up there, and I didn't know how to get them a bus, so I had a taxi. But now I know what bus to get. My sister met me at the clinic. Because I said, I don't know the lady, and what do I do? She said, well, Christy will meet. My sister lives in Dane's Court. She met me at the clinic with my niece, and then we met my niece and went for a coffee, and coffee won. So he said, you have to have your credit card, Jan, because it's costing £60. And people say, 60? But yeah, I don't care as long as it's out. I don't care as long as I got the wax out. And I was sat there comfy. I always sit comfy. I let people do it. And some people can't do that. I sat there letting them do it. And then the optician looked. He said, you're using it red where they use their things. But it didn't want red to affect it. It's not hurting or rubbing. So I did, so it just went away. There's lots of people who wouldn't sit there having what I had done. And I'm thinking, yes, but you can't leave it in. Now, one of my friends, Shahid, he has his microphone, his headphones, and I said, they make you deaf. I said, no wonder you're deaf. And he says, I want wax in his ears. I said, well, go and have it done then.
So have you been able to stay in touch with other friends during this time then? Have you been have you been all right staying in touch with your other friends?
Lisa and I stay in touch with. I've been before last Friday I went to a house. Well, you can't now, see, because we had the lockdown on the Sunday. So the Friday before, Lisa's mother's nice and Lisa said, would you like to come, Lisa, to the house? So I meet her in town and we get the bus. And the other week I forgot about lockdown. And they said, oh, your first lesson would have to be in college. I think, oh, yeah, it is. And I go to the college, locked up, no one there. I'm thinking, what do I do? They told me to go to college. But then the tutor told me it would have been, but lockdown came in, so it's not. So now I know it's online every Friday.
So the college, have you been doing that the whole time or?
Well, like, since last September.
Okay, so how's that been working this last few months then?
So they were doing it from the first lockdown that it was online. It was in Zoom then. Now it's not in Zoom, it's in Google Classroom, which is online. So I did Zoom last week because I haven't done it before online.
And so what do you use? Do you have like a laptop or?
I use my mobile, but my iPad isn't working. So if it's not working and they don't get it done, I'll treat myself to a new one Christmas. I had this one off my brother's mate because he was selling his iPad. So my brother got me the iPhone 5 mobile, which I use now. But he's giving me his iPhone 8 because he got iPhone 11. So we're going to try to get up to his house to swap phones. So that's why I haven't been out with the others because I got to do things with Stephen first.
So college has been all online during this time?
Yeah.
And you do that on your phone?
From the July of last year. And now online from these Fridays until the college or library we used to use are back to normal.
And how do you find it using Zoom
well,
and everything?
Week I was getting in with Zoom and she said it's not Zoom. Well, so she gave me the things that I got to do this week on my phone. So I'm going around to Stephen's with my phone so that he can put them onto my new iPhone 8.
Stephen's your brother?
Yeah. Where's Stephen, my brother? But he would have said name. And it's felt the same way. So this is Stephen, my brother, I'm on him now. He's going to, when I get around to see him, swap the phone and put this new, she sent me the Google network codes and the ID and he's going to swap them over to the new one from my iPhone 5 because more goes on the later iPhones than the iPhone 5 because they're trying to get me to have this COVID-19 NHS thing.
Oh,
and that wouldn't work on my iPhone 5 because of the memory. So he said it will work on the iPhone 8, Jan.
How do you feel about having that app?
Oh, I said, okay, he's going to get it out of the... What he's doing, he's getting it. We got a joint account, so he's getting this phone for me and buying it from the joint account we've got.
So, your brother?
My brother, yeah.
So it sounds like you and your brother have been...
No, because of the rain over the weekend, we couldn't go round there over the weekend. So he said, it's nice Monday, come up, you can have this meal and we'll do the phones.
So has your brother been helping out quite a bit during this time?
Oh, yeah, he's been helping out quite a bit.
So what kind of things has he been...
Like getting shopping, if he gets shopping. And we keep in touch with each other by phone. I texted him today, could he go to the clinic? I've asked him this afternoon. He go to the clinic to have his bandages changed. So I always text him to say, I'm meeting Anna, what time are you got to clinic? And he said, 2:30 today, Jan. So I'll see you a bit later after your meeting. So after this, I will go do the shopping and then maybe after this clinic, go up to him after or before the clinic. Depends how long he is in his clinic.
Do you get on pretty well with your brother then?
I do, yeah. Because I'm closer to him than my sister. And when my sister she phones every week. And then she might phone when I'm with the others. When I'm out with the others and I can't do the phone call properly.
Who's the others?
Like my friends that I used to be with in the first lockdown.
So who would that be? Who would you?
Mark, Emma, Rob, Shahid. People from Cardiff People First and the Blind Institute. And I'm thinking now, in this one, we can't be with them, but we could in the other one.
So I think you can meet outside, can't you? It's just not inside.
You can meet outside, not in places.
Yeah.
Like this Tony, he sings outside on the haze. So that would be different. And then we go sitting outside all in coffee one after him. And then now you can only sit outside. Not go inside again. But she, he told me last week that he told the lady that could they go in, she let her go inside because he said, when we all live together, well, we don't. He's telling fibs, saying that we all live together, but they let us go, them go in, because he said that. I wasn't with them, but he told me, I told them that we're all together, so they let us in. I said, you shouldn't tell them that if you're not. You've got to do track and trace.
Hmm. How have you found it, keeping up with all the rules?
I do track and trace by filling the paper out. I do have to scan it on my phone. So they say you have these cards and you put them in and they're sent to the NHS. So you just put your name and your mobile number and have put it in the box. They do that in the Weatherspoons restaurants. If you haven't done it by scanning your phone.
So have you been in between the two lockdowns? Did you get out quite a bit then?
More in the one lockdown than this lockdown.
So you said you meet up with people from People First. Are the People First group still
well,
running?
Well, they all see this Tony and then go for a drink afterwards.
So have the People First groups been running still?
They get interested, don't they, the dogs?
Have the People First groups been running still? Or?
No, they're not back till January. Because they didn't know how long these two lockdowns were going on for. So lots of my things like lunch and clever back February. So I thought, oh dear.
So how's that been for you?
So I don't know, I'm going to celebrate my birthday soon.
When's your birthday?
January the 15th, it's on a Friday.
Same day as me.
Same day as you. 15th, same day as my chiropodist. Oh, used to be my chiropodist, she's the 15th.
So you don't know how you're going to celebrate your
birthday? I don't know, because it's lockdown, whether we're going to be over and we can meet or not.
So People First haven't been meeting online or anything, any of the
they
groups?
They do Zoom, I'm standing up speaking out, and on a Thursday afternoon on Zoom.
And do you go to those Zoom meetings?
I got the Zoom on my phone to join in from home. They gave me the codes and the numbers. Now, yesterday, our church meets once a month, and they gave me the code, they sent me the message. I was doing a code and they said, the code is not recognised. Try again. And they said, your ID is not recognised. I thought, oh, flinking heck. How do I get in? So I phoned someone and they said, well, keep trying. So I kept trying. I eventually got in to Causeway, and I do a Bible study after, because I used to go to Alpha, I used to go to Alpha in City Church, and that started back for a couple of weeks last night, and then they do it for about 7 weeks next year. So I managed to get into that, but not into the Causeway or the Bible class.
How do you find using Zoom? Do you find it easy
Zoom's
to
okay
use?
Okay, if you can do the meeting ID right and the code right. So they sent me the IDs and the password or passcode, and I did it. I got in okay for the Alpha, but not for Causeway or Bible class or Bible study. So what am I going to do?
Go on.
So I told the lady, I'll leave it and try again next week, because I was halfway through and I had no point in trying. So she said, leave it till next week, Jan. And hopefully I can get through to them all.
So it sounds like you've quite a few groups that you're doing online.
I'm doing them online, yeah.
But none of those groups have been meeting in real...
They've been meeting in person yet.
And have you been finding it? How does that... How's
well,
that
I find
felt?
It okay if I can do the right ID and the right code. Because they give me the times they are and the code and the ID before I get into them. And last night, it didn't work for Causeway or... It worked for Alpha, but it didn't work for Causeway or the Bible study. So I thought, oh.
And when that happens, how does that make you
feel? I phone them up and I say, can't get in. And they say, oh, I'll try again next time.
And are you missing going to meet people
I miss it meeting people in person.
So you used to meet up with people and go and watch your friend?
Yeah, well, they met last night at the 147. But if I never had yourself, but I would have. 147's only the other end of City Road. So I thought, if I never had the Alpha, I would have. And I told my friend I will. And then I found I couldn't because of the Alpha class. Mm. So I let my friend know that I wouldn't be able to for another 3 weeks.
So some of your friends are meeting up at the 147
they
club?
They do, yeah. They still keep that open to play background music and they can't have live music at the moment. So they just have background. And I found out that this Friday, the King's Castle, they're doing play your cards right and bingo and a bit of background music. I wouldn't mind going along to that. I wouldn't mind if it was nice weather Friday, going along to see what it is. But it's in King's Castle. I used to live in Canton and it's King's Road, the King's Castle. It's only I used to get the bus in town and the 61 to go to it.
So have you been during this time to any pubs? So you said you've
if
been
I knew who was going, I wouldn't mind going early this week to try it out. None of the others like King's Castle, only me. So I thought, go on my own. I meet people in there. Go on, Linda and Sharon and all them.
So who are Linda?
Them in there. So I have got people there, but not my friends.
Who's Linda and Sharon?
They are my friends. They're people that go to the King's Castle evening.
So people you got to know there?
Yeah. And none of my social friends like the King's Castle. So I thought, well, if it's nice weather, I'll go on my own this Friday and see who's there and how and what goes on for other Fridays.
And have you been to the 147 during this time?
Only before this new lockdown.
So you used to go then, did you?
Yeah, I used to meet them up.
Who
in
did
town
you meet up
then
with?
I used to meet Rob, Mark, Emma, Vington, and Shahid.
And they're all friends
and
from People
friend
First?
Me. Emma Vington is, yeah, and Shahid.
And
but Mark is you as young people first when they had it. And they all text me, Janice, you're coming out. Janice, you're doing this. Janice, what are you doing? And I'm thinking, well, my friend Rob told me, you've got to get out or you'll make yourself ill. And I've been saying no in case I go round to him and he gets ill. Earlier in the year, he thought he had it because he came up in a rash. And he thought he had it, but he did the test and he didn't. Because he came up in a rash with his legs, he thought he had it. So they said to him, we'll get a test. And when the test came back, I posted it for him. And when it came back, and I didn't know, it goes in the ordinary post box. So I said to him, I collected it from his house. And he said, I thought they went to the post office, but they don't. Things like that go in ordinary pillar box. And my brother said, no, not post office, ordinary pillar box. So anyway, I did it on a Friday and he got the result on Sunday saying everything was clear. But if he didn't have me, I don't know what he'd do. He didn't have me to go round and do it. So I help him out and he helps me out.
Do you know
until
any...
this lockdown, you know.
Do you know anyone who has had it?
I don't know.
No.
Some of my friends, they have illnesses and they've been exempt from wearing a mask. So when people say wear your mask, if you're exempt, you don't have to.
How do you feel about wearing the masks?
I don't mind it. First of all, my sister said it was strange, but then I got used to it. And they say, if you're out, you've got to go up to the counter with your mask on. Now, they say in shops, they're up to the counter with your mask on. You haven't got to leave it on, just put it on to go up to the counter. And in shops, you've got to put it on before, and now I got it because you've got to put it on before you get on the bus. So I'm more used to it now than when my sister first mentioned it. And I got several masks because I got them in packs. They do them in packs of two or packs of three. And the other day, the strap snapped when I was in town. So I went to Home Bargains Foundland, and in Foundland they sold them two in a pack for a mask. I thought, what? Who sells them? Where can I get one? That was on Friday when I was going to meet Lisa. Not this Friday, the Friday before.
Have you and Stephen met up at all during this
not
time?
Not met at all since it. He speaks to me on phone, Steve West. I phone him or he phones me. I phone him if I haven't heard from him, and then he phones me. He phoned me Saturday and Sunday this week. I'm honoured.
So what was he ringing about?
And if he hears the news, he always tells me about what's going on, what they've said, if I haven't had it on. Because I like challenge all the quizzes. I'm answering the questions. I recorded them today for when I go back. I record them with my mouth for when I go back later. There's Corrie, EastEnders tonight. Corrie and Emmerdale. Two Corries, so I'm all right for tonight.
So, Stephen, you mentioned... So, third attempt with Janice and Anna in Splott on the 5th of October 2020. So, Janice, are there any things that you would want people to know about this last few months, how it's been for you and what it's been like?
Yeah, it has been difficult since this second lockdown. First lockdown, I was seeing everyone, and not in the second one.
And how does that feel?
It's been a bit distressing. But if I never had a TV for the programmes, I would have been worse. So I'm watching the programmes on repeats on Challenge. I answer the questions and people think, well, how did you know? Because they're repeats.
Oh, dear. So you like the quiz shows?
And I like knitting and crochet. I do lot. Now I'm starting to. Well, if I can't do it, I'll have to sit and make Christmas cards early. I don't leave it till the last minute. And I make family cards. I do my own making. I get the things and I got the things. I haven't got around to making them. I think one day when I'm in, I will. And I'm knitting blanket squares because my sister said, knit me some squares to do a blanket. We'll keep you busy while lockdown's on.
And how are you feeling about Christmas coming up? And
I know, I can't believe they're awful. It's so many days to Christmas. I say, shut up. I got Becky ain't saying, it's not so long now to Christmas on WhatsApp. And I mean, shut up and I'll say it.
What do you normally do at Christmas?
I mainly stay on my own. I used to go to Stephen Park when she was alive.
Your brother?
I used to spend Christmas Eve and come home for Boxing Day. I used to stay longer when I lived in Canton because I was in Canton and they were in Splott. And then it was snowing and I thought, I can't walk around in the snow. What am I going to do?
So what do you think is going to happen this
year?
So
he got a taxi and he got out of the taxi and I was like down with my feet getting into the park. The taxi driver was very helpful. He said, she just won't move. My sister said, oh, come on, Jan. So when I was coming home on the Boxing Day, morning, she put the grid thing down so I could walk okay in the night. So when I did manage to get in a taxi for getting home.
Have you seen your sister during this time?
I haven't seen them. They told me I haven't seen them.
Just your brother?
They're not coming out till all this is said. Oh, it's over.
And how have you found it, understanding the rules and everything?
I'm all right with understanding them.
Are any of your friends found it difficult, or do you think
some friends find it difficult? Like some of my friends told me, if you want a meal in a restaurant, Deliveroo, if you go by the castle, it's undercover, and Deliveroo deliver your meal to you. because you can't sit with a friend in a restaurant. So if you meet at the castle and you want to go to an order, if you order McDonald's, they get Deliveroo to send it to the castle to you. So I'm thinking, what do you want about?
So you've not done it?
I've not done it because I never realised, are they telling the truth? They say they're doing that until you can sit with friends again. Order it through the restaurant and deliver and bring it to you. So I'm thinking, I'll go there one day and see if they're right.
And have you been... So you and Andrew, what's going to happen there then?
I don't know. We don't see each other until all this is finished.
So you didn't get to see each other even when things were a bit more relaxed?
No.
No. So why was that? Why was it you didn't see each other?
Well, because nobody could keep in touch with each other. Except online or by phone.
But you managed to meet up with some of your friends. How come
well,
you
some
haven't...
of them were local to me right. in town.
Yeah. So does he not go into town or anything?
Now and again I might.
But does Andrew not go into town?
No, because he wouldn't understand what's happening.
Right.
If he goes out, he would be with his sister in the car.
So he needs quite a bit of support, does he?
He can't get out himself with the 2 years in. Not me, I can't because I got the one. But with two, I suppose you can't, really. So he got to go unless his sister or her fiancé takes him. Right. His sister or her fiancé go out. So I think it's more difficult for him than me.
Have you been missing him then, or have you been all right?
Don't know. I've been asking Anne how he is, and she tells me.
Are there any last things then, Janice, that you would want people to know about the last few months?
There's a lockdown, wasn't there? I just think it would only be over.
Should we finish up there then? That's great. Yeah. Thank you.